Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show with top-rated performance standards. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. When it comes to success on eBay, it pays to use every tool and angle, and here now to tell us how that's working for her is Lorraine Bowers. She and her husband are known on eBay as top-rated seller CLB Collectibles, all one word, and she's known on eBay Radio chat board as the Token Millennial. Lorraine, what?
It's Lorianne, I think. Isn't it Lorianne?
Lorianne, yeah.
Yeah, Lorianne. I've been Lorrained my whole life. I'm used to it.
All right, so it's hard because it looks like Lorraine, but you know the song Sweet Lorraine?
Oh, yes. Mm.
Yes. Great I thank song. My mother for making me half Lorraine my whole life.
There you go. Well, anyway, Lorianne, you're still sweet. What tools do you want? Do you use to help you make sales on eBay?
I trust eBay completely with everything that they work on to put out to have us use. So basically, I mean, I use everything that I possibly can that is provided. And one that I run constantly is Markdown Manager. And I know actually me and you, Griff, were talking at the meetup about running a sale all the time. And you were saying, well, that's how JCPenney's is going out of business, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, my outlook on that, on the whole Markdown Manager running a sale all the time, is like eBay is a global platform. And I do GSP, Global Shipping Program, and I have different buyers constantly. Very rarely get a repeat customer. And so the way I look at it is like if you're driving through town and you drive past the mall or a strip mall and you see like, oh, 25% off sale, or, you know, you get the little card in the mail saying like, oh, JCPenney's is having a white sale or whatever.
Sure.
You know, people aren't always driving by the eBay store. You know, they don't feed on their way home from work. So when they happen to stumble upon one of my beautiful listings and see that something's 10% off, I feel like that's a good incentive for them to look further and hopefully buy. So that's my outlook on it. But
oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Do you use eBay-branded shipping supplies?
Oh, my gosh. I love eBay-branded shipping supplies. And huge kudos to the team. They're doing an awesome job. And every single package that I have shipped out with either, I try to make them real pretty. I use the tape a lot, and I probably use too much of the tape, but I've been using the tissue and the sticker, and even, I mean, I sold some electric toothbrushes even. Not, you know, not a gifty item or whatever, just a regular everyday item. And I wrap it up like a present, kind of, you know, quickly, but I do it nice. And almost every single item, as soon as they get it and they open it, they leave me feedback. Awesome feedback. Every yeah. single time. Yeah, they love it. And I love it. I mean, it's pretty. It's beautiful. So the boxes are good. Everything's good.
Have you gotten the tissue paper yet?
Yes. As soon as I got my coupon, I was on buying stickers and tissue.
That's my favorite thing is the tissue. The tissue, I don't even
yeah.
know you.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very old joke.
I know.
So how has the community helped you become a better seller? You made that comment.
I did. The craziest thing, I mean, I worked for a guy a long time ago, and I used to just, he kind of had a little sweatshop going on, and me and a couple other kids, I guess we were pretty young, we would list on TurboLister for him, you know, and this was probably 10 or 15 years ago. So I kind of had a little schooling there. And then when I started doing it myself for me and Craig, you know, I would just learn from what other people had done in their listings. I never knew there was a community, you know. So one day I stumbled upon you guys. I don't know even where I found eBay Radio, but I did. And then I had you guys dish a listing. And I originally, you know, before I had you guys dish it, I went over it like 100 times and made sure it was perfect. And it was, you know, the best listing. I was going to get a 5, and you guys shredded my listing. And I was like, oh, my God,
oh,
they're
no.
so right, right?
Oh.
We shredded it.
We shredded your listing.
I feel bad now.
It was, but in all reality, like, truthfully, it was awful. It was awful because I had terms. I had big red font with underlines. I mean, everything, it was terrible. And I've actually caught a couple of them that I missed on, you know, revising them, and it's so embarrassing to even see that that's how my listings were. So you guys, like, helped me tremendously, as you always say, and it is true. And, you know, if I didn't ever find the community, if I didn't find the Facebook groups, the meetups, like I go to the meetups and I get to hang out with Griff and Debbie, the book kiosk, and Robin, and, you know, my friend Maria from San Jose, the stylister. I met her at a meetup and we hang out and, you know, trade ideas and, you know, we can bounce stuff off each other and it makes us better sellers. So, I mean, it's like the coolest thing in the world to have people with the same interest and doing the same thing that you can, you know, be connected with. And if you have an issue or if you're lonely and bored hanging out doing eBay listings, you can meet up and hang out. You know, it's like the coolest thing in the world. So
could you tell us awesome. Five things you think other sellers should do to increase their sales? Start with your number one tip.
Number one tip. Okay. This one is answer buyers' questions immediately. And my other, I guess you could say step two to that tip is be as personal and as friendly and, you know, pleasant as possible. I always say this and people think it's hilarious, but like I'll figure out their name and I'll write back like, "Hey Lee, yes, the brooch is, you know, 3 inches across. You know, hope that helps you. Love, Lorianne." I always put "love, Lorianne," and that might sound unprofessional to some people, but every time the people message back, they're like, "Oh my gosh, Lorianne, thank you so much. Yeah, that really helped." You know what I mean? And they'll put like "Lee," you know, at the end. And then it's almost like texting your friend.
Yeah.
So
because
they feel comfortable with you.
You've done something familiar to them and you've made yourself a person. But you also say that, you shouldn't be afraid to learn from criticism.
No, because, you know, we all, you know, eBay store owners, right? We're all proud of what we do. Everyone, you know, you have a store, you list, you work, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you're putting all this time and all this stuff into your business. You know, if you don't get any criticism, you're not going to learn anything. Like, does that make sense? Like there's so much you can learn. My dad has a quote he always tells me and has to remind me. He says, "You need to remain teachable." And that's for everything. And
your entire life. Very important.
Yeah.
So the first thing I have on this list is don't be afraid to learn from criticism. The next thing I have is always respond to the buyer fast. What's your third tip?
Yes. I think you're looking at something from my first interview that I've ever done, but.
am I looking at the wrong tips?
I don't know, but I'll give you five tips. So my next one would be to run sales constantly, and that's, you know, you can take that or leave that, whatever your preference of, you know, with your view on that. I run sales constantly. I will tell you right now that since February 10th to today, we've only had 3 days that didn't have a sale. I've had a sale every single day since February 10th to today, except for 3 days that I don't know what happened, but, and I run sales constantly. So I don't know if that's, you know, a big part of it or what. I mean, there could be a lot of different things, but it's working. So that's tip number two. Another one would be to research stuff before you buy it. I know a lot of people go thrifting, go to yard sales, you know, and I've talked to some people who are kind of feel bad to like look stuff up on their phone while they're, you know, in a thrift store or maybe like in front of people at the flea market, you know, or whatever, but you're going to be really bummed if you come home and then you research it and then you find out that you bought something that isn't really going to sell. And, you know, if you list stuff that people want to buy, you're going to make sales. I mean, it's as simple as that. So that's that tip. And my last tip would have to go with the criticism. The constructive criticism is to really take an honest look at your listings and make them as simple and easy to view as possible. Because people's attention spans are so, like, small these days. I mean, they look at memes, they look at Instagram, they're scrolling through their phone at a million miles an hour. No one's paying attention. They just want the facts. So,
Lorianne, you're our token millennial.
I love you.
So how do we get more millennials to sell on eBay? Do you have millennial friends that sell on eBay?
Yeah, well, me and Maria are both millennials. I can't think of a lot. I know I follow some people on Twitter. you know, a lot of millennials are very interested in becoming entrepreneurs.
Yes.
You know, there's lots of opportunity in the tech age here that we're having that, you know, there's so many avenues to make money. And eBay is like, you know, one of the biggest platforms for online selling in the world. And I mean, I think it's only a matter of time before, you know, the millennials catch on and realize, you know, hey, I got Nike Airs. I could sell these on eBay. And then they list them. And then they see me on Twitter and I tell them, hey, you should listen to eBay Radio. It'll make your life a heck of a lot easier. And they're like, wow, okay. You know, I've been recruiting people. Yeah, I've been recruiting.
Thank you.
Why not?
We read something last week about how college graduates nowadays, they did a big research project. 76% want to own their own business.
Hallelujah.
Almost 80%, yeah. Griff, they want to be entrepreneurs.
Oh.
So that's what's happening. This should be music to the ears of eBay.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy, Gary Vaynerchuk. He's awesome. And I've heard some conversations he's had with some people. You know, I watch his YouTubes and stuff, and he's telling these kids who are in college and their parents are telling them, you know, he's telling them you're following your parents' dream for you to go to college. You know what I mean? And then they have dreams themselves of becoming, you know, salesmen, like they're having their own business and being an entrepreneur. And he's like, you need to tell your parents, you know, that screw the college. Like, that's not what you want to do. You're basically wasting time and money, you know, and put all of your focus and into your dreams of, you know, owning your own business and make it happen.
Lorianne, so. Thank you for putting your focus in us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lorianne. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. It's time for your calls. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish, with an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endesha.com/eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
She's the most important woman in everyone's life. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 16th, buyers will be searching eBay for her perfect gift. So list mom-centric items now. That includes fragrances, jewelry, especially if it's personalized with her children's birthstones, or her own initials. Kitchen gadgets are big with moms who like to cook. And of course, collectibles, such as a vintage vase for those flowers she'll receive. Use Promotions Manager to create a Mother's Day promotion. Then send a Mother's Day newsletter to your store subscribers. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mom.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.